This morning, we're talking a little bit about your health care and the Affordable Care Act, and also what's at stake. In fact, What's at Stake is the name of a new web series talking about how the coronavirus pandemic is changing health care forever, as well as the nominations for the Supreme Court and maybe cases that could be heard that could dismantle the Affordable Care Act. We have with us on the line Laura Packard. She's a Denver-based healthcare advocate and stage 4 cancer survivor, also co-chair of Health Care Voter, runs the Pharma Accountability Campaign for Hero Action Fund, and founder of Healthcare Voices, a nonprofit grassroots organization for adults with serious medical conditions. She also shared her story with Joe Biden at the Democratic National Convention. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. It's a little early here, but all is good.
Well, that's sure. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you getting up early and giving us some information about this. I first want to know, how did you feel about sharing your own personal story related to your cancer? You know, sometimes that becomes a very private thing. What made you kind of make that sort of very public for you?
Well, it wasn't instant. I took some time to grapple with my diagnosis and what I was going through. And then I decided that I was going to be public first with my friends and family, because I don't feel like being sick or being ill, being injured, is something to be ashamed of. And people shouldn't have to take on shame that doesn't belong to them. So, I mean, it's a personal choice whether you want to discuss what you're going through or not. But you should never feel like you have to be quiet about it, because we're all human and stuff happens.
A lot of times, even due to the support from other people who either you inspire or they understand I'm going through that same thing too. Some people feel isolated when the health scare, especially something like cancer, comes into their life. Let's talk about this new web series that has been going on for a little while now. It's called What's at Stake? It's hosted by April Rain. Tell us about this, and what's the focus really of this web series at this time of the year?
Sure. Well, this has been going on since September, so it's wrapping up next week. So it's been 2 months of in-depth discussions with people going through health issues and talking about what the issues are at stake. So talking about Medicaid expansion in states, and Ohio is one of those that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Talking about Big Pharma and the high cost of prescription drugs, and then what's going on with the Supreme Court and what the effects could be for all of us.
Is it more of a positive message in a sense of what is, or is there sort of a cloud that's coming over all of this? I mean, a lot of this is going towards something where if the Affordable Care Act gets repealed, or there's a possibility people could lose their health coverage. And even during this pandemic, people who are losing their jobs, and because it's a pandemic, there's a health issue on that end. This seems to be in the front of mind of everybody, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And the Affordable Care Act has been under attack for the last 3 years. I know because the day after my first chemotherapy appointment, Congress, the U.S. House, voted to repeal the ACA, which was saving my life at the time. So that was very personal. Healthcare being under attack isn't new news, because it's been going on for a few years now. But this pandemic on top of that is something new to grapple with, that millions of people could have their insurance taken away during a pandemic, depending on how the Supreme Court rules.
Even some supporters of the Affordable Care Act say maybe it needs to be fine-tuned, maybe it doesn't go far enough. What are your thoughts on that?
The Affordable Care Act is a good start. It is certainly not the finish. There are many, many people that make just a little bit too much money to get help, but still the costs are too high. And so what we need to do is work towards making healthcare available and affordable for everybody. And people that need help should be able to get that help. So by no means is the ACA an answer to all healthcare problems, but it is a good first step. And if we take that step away, That means that millions of Americans will lose their insurance during a pandemic and will be starting all over again in an even deeper hole.
Just as a quick follow-up, do you have any ideas how to make it more affordable? Because that seems to be an age-old issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there is at least one bill that's gotten through the U.S. House that has not gotten a vote in the Senate that has more subsidies and credits for people that make too much money to get help right now, but still are hardly rich. So there's at least one bill out there, and I hope that the Senate moves forward to address the issues with the ACA that need to be addressed instead of just trying to dismantle it entirely.
Talking this morning with Laura Packard, healthcare voter co-chair, healthcarevoter.org/what's at stake, where they can kind of find more information about this web series that's been going on. Who is this focused towards? A lot of times, young people don't even think about their health. It's the older folks, and I wonder how a lot of this is connecting with them, especially through all of the different internet and social media platforms.
That's a great question. And actually, the Instagram Live this week, October 21st, tomorrow, is focused on young people in the Affordable Care Act, because that law is what enables young people to stay on their parents' insurance until they turn 26, as well as if you have pre-existing conditions, still being able to get insurance and your insurance covering the care that you need, as opposed to just being a junk policy that doesn't cover anything. So younger people in general are less likely to have health issues, but certainly as we've seen with coronavirus, anybody can get really sick at any time and wind up in the hospital.
Right, and coronavirus itself is making some, there's been words about whether this would become a pre-existing condition. We really don't know how well this is, or how this is going to play forward with people who have maybe contracted it, and survived it. Who else is on these web series? I know it's hosted by April Rain, but who are some of the people that are on there, and what kind of insight do they bring to it?
Well, these series, it's different people each time, but it's healthcare experts and it's sometimes celebrities. And it's people that are directly affected by the issue to talk about what they're going through. So it's been a whole bunch of people in the episodes in the past, some names that you would know, and that's going to continue this week on Instagram and next week on Facebook.
And so again, if people want to be a part of this, see what's happening with the web series, find out this information, where do they go to get all of it?
healthcarevoter.org/what's at stake.
Sounds good. Laura, we appreciate your time this morning, and be well, and thanks for getting up early to talk with us this morning.
Thank you. No problem.
Thanks.